Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
So this is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. And now we can actually say this, William, first and repeat offender. Welcome, William Rogers, Ascend Business Advisory. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, even if you don't have anything, any needs, easy for me to say. My tongue is totally tied this morning. Even though you don't have any needs today, save the number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, that means pick up the phone right now, dial the number, 800-306-1990. Hang up on me. I get that all the time, not just because it's you doing it right now. This is a normal way. I get people hanging up on me all the time, but that way it saves that number right there in your phone, and we're good with that. Don't worry about that hang-up call, and I'm not going to call you right back because I know why you're doing it right now, because we just suggested that you do it. That's the idea of it. That's why we do it. What are we celebrating today? Got to look at the list of celebrations today, I can handle 2 out of 3, which I guess in baseball, that would make me a Hall of Famer. But, of course, William, you're from the San Diego area, so you're not used to baseball. They don't have baseball down there, do they?
We have a minor league team.
You have a minor league team. Okay, I thought I did. Thank goodness.
Maybe they can get AAA, but they've been playing more like AA lately, the last 10 years at least.
It's amazing. Of course, then again, you know, I'm in Anaheim, and since 2002, we haven't had a lot to brag about. Right, but at least we have bragging rights over the Dodgers because they haven't won anything since anything significant since the 80s. That would be last century. So 2002, I guess we can't say too bad, but we'll go from there. But 2 out of 3 isn't bad. We've got National Leathercraft Day. Now, I can handle the next two. They kind of go hand in hand because I will go with National Relaxation Day. I like that. And having beaten anorexia, I can also go with National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. Yeah, I'll take that one as well. I don't know if we want to take this one or run from it as quick as possible. Let's look at the stock market today. It's been an ugly day in the markets. Unless you're a bond trader, then you might be really excited. If you're a bond trader right now, you're probably smiling mercifully or unmercifully or happily. I don't know. What's the right? I don't know. Use whatever term you want. You're probably happy about it. You know, I'm really having tongue-tied this morning. I guess my one pot of coffee wasn't enough. So Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 252 points. That's about 50 points better than it was earlier in the session. Oil down $2.28 a barrel. Why would oil be down so far? Well, those that follow it will tell you big reason why oil is down so far is because the dollar value is so strong right now. The oil prices are dropping. Yeah, I know there's a lot of tension over in the Middle East. You'd normally think that oil prices would be going up, but they're not. How is it affecting, Taxifornia? We're still paying on average $3.603 a gallon. National average, $2.85.7. And in Alabama, I guess. Well, maybe Alabama's not today. Usually Alabama's our best price gasoline in the country. Today, I guess you have to go a little bit further. Maybe it's a lot further. You've got to go to South Carolina to fill up. It is $2.55.9. for a gallon of gas right there in South Carolina. So we like that idea. South Carolina to fill up. It is $2.55.9. I guess we got a little reverb right there. Good morning, Brand Humphreys. Glad to see you with us this morning. Should have you in the chair over here next to William, but, you know, I guess we all do our own thing. We let you go solo today without Brent. Yeah, it's a good deal. What else is happening in the market? So what are we seeing in the markets? Now, I share this with you all the time. It's really, really simple for anybody with even half of a brain. That would be me. half a brain, to be able to look at the markets, and you just go to any one of the different million services that are out there, and they'll tell you exactly what the markets are doing. The thing that they won't tell you is why the markets are doing what they're doing. And yes, we are still seeing a little bit. Now, yesterday, the first time that we've seen the major stock indexes up, the small cap Russell 2000 was up. That was the leader yesterday. Now, generally, you have to realize this. Here's the issue. This is why the vast majority of America underperforms in their 401k, because they like to buy high and sell low. Why would you want to buy high and sell low? I can't answer that part of it because it's not really a smart way of doing things, but it is what the vast majority of America does. So why is that the case? Well, because like I said, the small cap Russell 2000, that was the leader yesterday, but it has not been the leader going up until yesterday. So what most people do is they look at their 401k and they say, well, last year, large cap growth was the great one to buy. Best one in the whole sector. So I think I'm going to be smart. I am going to reallocate my 401k, and I'm going to put a heavier portion of it into the large cap growth, because that manager must be really good. He did real well last year. Well, things change every single year. They're not the same all the time. So what was bad last year may end up being the better one, the better asset allocation this year. So what the smart money does is they sell last year's winner because it's at the top, and they put some of those dollars, not all of it, but they put some of those dollars or reallocate some of those dollars into whatever the losers were last year. That way they're buying more shares while it's down, because those lower asset classifications, and again, if you're not a big investor, you shouldn't be investing in one stock anyway. You should have a bundle of stocks. And I'm not going to tell you what to invest in. I'm just trying to educate a little bit here as to how and the thought process. So that's the concept. You want to buy in to the ones that were the losers last year, because those sectors are going to rebound. I don't know today, tomorrow, next week, next year. I don't know when, because the other thing you don't want to do in the market, do not try to time the market. That's also a recipe for disaster. Now, if you're one of the guys that studies the market 10, 12, 14, 15 hours a day, yeah, you might be a day trader. You might be a little different there, but I'm just suggesting to you, you don't want to be, that's not the best solution for you. For a long term, buy the stock that's out, or the sector that's out of favor right now, and sell the sector that did great last year. And you only need to rebalance your 401k, I would suggest, once or twice a year, right? I would suggest you need to look at your whole portfolio. And the 401k is not as big an issue, but your portfolio, you want to call, and we'll throw this to William in the next segment. You got to call your CPA, your tax planner. I'm going to suggest October, November timeframe. Don't call the first couple of weeks of October, because most CPAs are going to get upset with you if you try and talk to them about planning for next year, the first 2 weeks of October, because they're still dealing with those of us that have the extensions through the middle of October. So they're in crunch time then. It's kind of like the first couple of weeks of April. But November, December, when they're usually sleeping, you call them, you wake them up, and you say, what do I need to do to plan my assets for next year? Because you might say, you know, something, you got this winner here and you got that loser there. Let's sell those two. And they may or may not be the ones to give you advice on buying and selling stocks. They may say something to the effect of, well, you've got this amount of dollars that we can have in capital gains. If you've got some losers, get them off the table right now, and that way we can minimize our tax liability. Just a thought there. It's all about the planning, but we'll talk more about planning with the expert. I'm just the radio guy, and we'll talk more about that planning issue with the expert. That's why he's sitting here. Some people might have thought you were just a pretty face. I don't know who, but somebody. So the stocks did shrug off the emerging market so-called crisis, which really is just a crisis for Turkey, shrugged off tariff concerns as they have been, as the bark at this point is far worse than the bite. And the profit-taking, which weighed on stocks since last week, might have finally run its course. Stocks remain within striking distance of new all-time highs. This is the report as of the end of the day yesterday, or before the market opened today. Retail sales via Redbook numbers showed same-store sales up 4.5%. That's a great news for GDP, because GDP is a measure, and out of the GDP, 70% of it is consumer. So when we see same-store sales being up, good news. Small business optimism, that increased. The import-export prices showed import prices rose from 4.3 to 4.6 year over year, pretty much as expected. So those are some of the issues, why the market is doing what it is doing. Again, we talk about the why here, because you can get the other information, what, right there on Google.com. They have all that information. You can get it right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, tax strategies with the tax man. We will chat about it. Home buyers willing to sacrifice must-haves in favor of good school districts? Really? Is that the plan? How refinancing student loans can save you big bucks? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I deliver it every day on the radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. What is happening in the mortgage market right now? Well, that's the bond market. I gave you the insight on what's going on in the stock market in the last segment. What's happening in the bond market? Generally, when we see some of the issues that are going on overseas, the bond market is going to move in the opposite direction. So the 10-year treasury at 2.86 right now, I'm going to say right here, right now, it is, I think it's August 15th, isn't it? I'm thinking we're going to go down to about 275 on the 10-year treasury. So that's another 5% drop on the yield. That means the bond price will go up. The 30-year Fannie Mae loan, that bond price is up 19 basis points as we speak. That means interest rates there are down a little bit. That's always mathematical, so I've told you that before. I repeat it every day because I don't know if you were listening yesterday or if you'd had enough coffee like me. I was a little light on the coffee today, so tongue-tied. Sometimes I'm ear-tied. So the stocks, yeah, they are rebounding a little bit this morning from the lows that I told you about earlier. The Turkish lira is up 5% with the banks in Turkey now putting huge pressure on their government to do something about the problems we were discussing this morning. Turkish President Erdogan said Turkey should boycott products like Apple. You got to love that, right? I mean, does that make any sense to anybody? Because I think that Erdogan is missing something because most of Apple's products are not made in the United States. I wonder what he's referring to. I wonder what his thought. Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe he doesn't have a whole lot of thoughts there. So that could be part of the issues right there. Turkish regulators said this morning that it was limiting banks' currency swap transactions. Moves likely aimed at curbing short selling against the lira, which was recently taking a beating. Turkey also announced new tariffs on American goods such as cars, alcohol, and cigarettes. Cool, so we won't be sending too many more cigarettes to Turkey. Wonder what the people of Turkey are going to say about that. Mortgage Bankers Association gave their report this morning. Application volume decreased by 2% last week. Purchase new homes down 3%, now 3.3% for the year. Refinances unchanged. The average 30-year mortgage decreased slightly from 4.84 to 4.81. CoreLogic released their loan performance insights for May, showing that loans 30 days or more past due remain stable at 4.2%. Seriously delinquent loans, which is defined as 90 days or more, decreased from 1.9 to 1.8. Additionally, seriously delinquent homes in foreclosure also decreased by 0.1%. Basically, that's where it is. I told you about retail sales already. The housing market index, that was doing well. Good stuff on the mortgage market. Maybe that's why the bond is going up. Interest rates are going down just a little bit. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you again by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat taxes. I don't know, unless you are one of the people like my friend Jim there who likes paying high taxes. So let's we're going to talk to William Rogers in the house. Ascend Business Advisory is the name of the company. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Certainly. So let's, in the first segment, I was talking tax planning. Do you do tax planning in March and April or November, December?
Well, typically you want to do tax planning around just after, I'd say, July, August.
Because okay.
If there's any kind of relevant change, we have September to make a quarterly estimated payment and then one more around January. When we had the full state and local tax deduction, we would make that the California side before the end of the year. And because it's limited now, we would just basically advise clients to go ahead and make it by January 15th. But it gives you an opportunity that if you need to make two additional payments too, so that you're not caught short.
Okay, so we want to. So basically, the idea is planning is the is during the year, not during the year of taxation.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, you know, the following year when it doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense.
No, I mean, you're limited in your options when you're planning in a rear view mirror. If you're planning in anticipation of an event, like I've had a handful of clients that were considering 1031 exchanges this year, and it was a, you know, it was kind of what you'd call a collaborative effort as you're going through and figuring out prices and replacement price, as opposed to here's the deal, it's done, what's my implication?
Right.
So, and
I think it would be a lot easier for you to deal with is call you ahead of time before it's all done.
Oh, it's obviously in terms of the ideal, I guess, is that when you just try to convey in terms of the shock of in any client and those that understand the value of the prospective planning, we have different type of options is on some of these deals, do I take some cash? Do I defer it? Do I take less of a mortgage in terms of on purchasing this replacement property once done after the fact? I can't really do anything. It's either it's taxable, I got some boot from the transaction, and it's basically it's a matter of arithmetic, as I explained to the clients.
Okay, so let's chat about some. I'm assuming you've probably had a little more time than last. I forgot when you were on last, but it was relatively soon after the new tax bill.
Yeah, I think it was around in just January.
Right. So probably had a little more time to digest what's going on in the world. So what do we need to be knowing about this, the whole tax events?
Well, in terms of in this, you know, tax legislation, just if we were to take a 30,000 foot view, it's extremely more bent towards what we call businesses. So those people who are W-2 wage earners, the typical ones, are going to be more at a disadvantage. And the reason why is, you know, particularly has been most kind of been the headline number is that you're limited on your state and local income taxes. And because out here in California, we have very high property taxes, and as well as with the income tax, that's a huge deduction that's lost. But I think secondly, in terms of in your business, Ron, mortgage interest didn't go up in this bill, it went down. And for many decades, you were able to get a deductible loan up to $1 million, and now it's $750, and property values just keep going up. So you have more and more people who are kind of getting into that category where they may have non-deductible interest. The other aspects that I see that are just not as noticeable where I think that a lot of the W-2 wage earners will be at a disadvantage is the loss of moving expenses, because a lot of the features in any economy is relocation. People move to California, they move out of California, they go to other states, and people from a principal standpoint would like to be able to deduct those relocation expenses. That's removed in terms of in this legislation. So that is suspended in terms of there. Another thing that
let me ask you this. What happens in the scenario that, you know, I have a client that has $5,000 in moving expenses and the company repays, you know, gives them an expense offset for the $5,000?
The company,
does that become an expense?
The company would be able to take the deduction.
The company can. What about me as an individual? Is
that's
that
not
income?
It's not income.
Not income. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
As long as the company does that, but as we understand, not all companies are as generous because many people change jobs. You know, I had a number of clients, for example, who moved to Washington or moved to California, what you call taking a leap of faith in the career change. That was all out of pocket on them.
Okay. So those in those scenarios, they're
non-deductible as of this year.
You're stuck.
That's what's unfortunate. You're stuck, unfortunately, in that. And like I said, those that are business taxpayers, Schedule C, can find a way to deduct that, but your typical wage earner cannot.
Okay. So we've been talking in some of our seminars recently about, you know, family corporations. Mm-hmm. I just want to get your thought on that, because in that scenario, if my corporation's moving, is that an allowable expense?
Yeah, because corporations change offices all the time. As we're here in Anaheim, let's say the offices move just down the 91 to Santa Ana. That's moving expenses, moving expense. It's always been that way.
Okay, so that corporation, we set up that family corporation. We're okay. That's a legitimate business expense.
It's a legitimate business expense because the business needs a place to conduct its business and run its operations.
Okay. What else do we have? What other goodies can? Well, you know something, we're gonna have to save our other goodies for the next segment. I got an email just recently, and we're gonna talk to William about that one as well. And it was a concept. I gotta find the whole thing, so I give it to you the right way. We're going to talk about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. Home buyers willing to sacrifice must-haves in favor of school districts. We'll talk about that. Refinancing student loans. Might it save you some money? Maybe you'll be able to buy that new house, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate, easy for me to pull, I'm tongue-tied today. Real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find that dream home there quick on getting you the information. The question or the commentary today, no surprise, buying a home in a good school district is important to home buyers. According to a report from Realtor.com, 86% of the 18 to 34-year-olds and 84% of those 35 to 54 indicated that their home search areas were defined by school district boundaries. Surprising, however, is that 78% of recent home buyers sacrificed features from their must-have lists in order to find homes within their dream school districts. Top feature sacrificed was a garage at 19%, followed closely by a large backyard, an updated kitchen, the desired number of bedrooms, and an outdoor living area. Full results I put on the websites on our social media channels earlier today. Guess if you have a good school, you don't need to. I don't know. Maybe you park the car park the car at the school, being that you're not giving up the garage. I don't know that thought, but that's what it says. Buyers attracted to schools with the high test scores, accelerated academic programs, art and music programs, diversity, and before and after school programs. With a limited number of homes available to buy in today's real estate market, competition is fierce for homes in good school districts. Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, explained, quote, most buyers understand that they may not be able to find a home that covers every single item on their wish list, but our survey shows that school districts are an area where many buyers are not willing to compromise, unquote. For many buyers, and not just buyers with children, location, location, location means schools, schools, schools. Bottom line, buyers across the country, the quality of their children's or future children's education ranks highest on their must-have lists. Let's chat about this. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional who can help with these items. That's the Real-Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation this morning, William Rogers, Ascend Business Advisory, is with us, and we are chatting taxes, one of our least favorite subjects. It's a necessary evil, but actually it becomes more palatable when we're speaking to somebody who can help us cut down on the taxes. And as my friend Todd Halterman puts it, disinherit the IRS. Just a thought right there. So, William, before the break, I had a little bit of a brain fade, and I was contemplating a update that I had seen come through. And it was talking about business expenses and pass-through entities and how that's affected by the new tax and Tax Cuts Jobs Act, because we know we have a lot of real estate professionals that listen to our broadcasts. Mm-hmm. We know that there's a lot of, you know, my son's fiance was saying that she's got a business, I think she sells essential oils or something along those lines, school teacher, mm-hmm. and there's expenses there. And I thought, you know, something, I saw this thing, this section 199A, not that I know anything at all, I'm just able to read. So talk to us a little bit about 199A, the pass-through, you know, real estate agents' expenses, can they pass them through? And, you know, even a school teacher, can they pass through their expenses?
Well, we got various, and each one of those examples that you've touched upon, Ron, are all completely different situations and okay. not related. So let's just say they're all apples and oranges. 199A, and just kind of plain English for the audience out there, is because the big emphasis in this law was to get the traditional corporate rate, called the C corporate rate, down.
Okay.
The belief was, we're high at 35%. Let's get it down, be more competitive. So they compromised at 21%. However, the epiphany was, well, what about us as sole proprietorships? What about us as partnerships, S-Corps, so on and so forth? That's how this 199A deduction came out, because it's kind of unfair. You say, Apple, you're a trillion-dollar company. You're going to pay 21%. But me, as a small business, I could still pay on ordinary income up to the highest rate. So that's where the 199A came about, was to try to give them what's called a 20% deduction on that type of income to make it a little bit more at parity with the large tax break for the traditional C corporation. In terms of on the business expenses, as we were talking about with realtors and, you know, what people can deduct and can't deduct, the biggest issue out there that a lot of business people who I'm going to say are involved in what we call sales fields is a lot of their expenditures are going to be deemed as entertainment expenses. You know, people like to go see the Ducks. They like to go see the Angels. They like to go, you know, run bar tabs. A lot of client, prospective client meetings are over a meal. It doesn't have to be at Morton Steakhouse. It could be at Denny's or at Applebee's. But the law will tend to view that in the lens as entertainment expense. And as of 2018, entertainment is non-deductible. And so that's going to come as a shock for a lot of people, is to find out a lot of what they do for business development will be viewed as non-deductible.
That's going to be a difficult one.
It is, because that's how a lot of business is done, because – I would say the economy and culture's changed a lot, where people would open up a yellow page. You know, you would have billboard type of advertising, where people nowadays use social media. They may go networking. They may do a lot of one-on-one. And a lot of things are done over a meal.
Sure.
And that, just from a tax law standpoint, which stems from the Tax Reform Act of 1986, is always viewed as a lens of entertainment, which is not kind of keeping up with the times. It's just how culture is and how people do business. The school teacher, unfortunately, is the one who's kind of left out, because they, like other W-2 wage earners who always were able to deduct their out-of-pocket expenses incurred for their job, those are non-deductible as of this year. They still get the small, what we call educator expenses, up to the $250. But let's face it, school teachers spend more than $250. They had union dues. They had supplies. A lot of them did continue in education. And we always wanted to take that as what we call the miscellaneous expense. And that's been suspended under this tax law.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got a whole different world right there. That's a lot of people are going to be surprised, right? Especially those that are not listening to Ron Siegel Radio. That's going to be a big issue, right? Because, I mean, the school teachers, we know in that instance, the amount of money that are going to the schools, and we continue cutting down on, the staffing, right, at the schools. You know, as a new teacher, I know that, like I say, my son's fiance, you know, she put out a GoFundMe, or not a GoFundMe, it was a Amazon gift list or wish list,
right,
like you do for a wedding, right? Whatever the
It's a registry.
Registry, there
yeah,
you go.
Like a lot of people, it started with these bridal registries in terms of when you have the baby shower. Now it's kind of morphed into other areas like school teachers. And it's common in a lot of schools where they're just basically putting up a list and asking more and more for parents to chip in.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because I thought that's what our taxes did. But I guess like here in Anna, we back up to a school that just got a new bond that was going to be for benefiting the kids. And all of a sudden, once the bond is passed, it's for an administration building.
We did sign a new military defense authorization that's going to build, I don't know how many F-35s and carriers. And like, you know, if a hacker can come in who weighs 400 pounds in his bed, what does a new carrier do? You know,
right.
It's not going to stop them, or the terrorist who decides to blow himself up. But that's just priorities of how we spend our money.
Absolutely. So what about some of these multi-level marketing businesses? You know, like the essential oils, obviously the big behemoth is
they
always an Amway.
They still all get their ordinary expenses. The difference is with a lot of these network marketing type of businesses is where they've always been subject to attack. Is it really a business or is it a hobby? Because you have a lot of people who traditionally were involved in Avon and Tupperware and Amway that had a traditional full-time job that kind of did this on the side, but their expenses well exceeded any sales that they made. And then the IRS had always disallowed these as what we call not a legitimate profit-making type of enterprise. So that's the biggest issue. But if someone's really running it like a business and growing and making money, they still get their full expenses.
And what about the real estate professional that does seminars? Is that entertainment or is that
seminars
education?
Is still different. That can be as a marketing expense, even though that they're providing meals and snacks, so that they're still protected on that.
Okay, so a marketing expense is allowed, but entertainment is not. And meals, like, is it basically how you define it?
No, meals is typically, there is not a specific code section in terms of in the law that states as a meal expense. What allows it to be deductible, you know, under code section 268K is to allow basically, you know, entertainment expenses, and that defines in there, you know, what we have as a, you know, business meal. And so as a result, it's kind of viewed from that lens as entertainment. Until we get additional what we call technical advice or ruling or Congress kind of, you know, enacts an amendment or something. But that's how it's interpreted right now.
Okay, and we know about how Congress moves, so we can't really count on them for a whole heck of a lot. But and that's not a partisan issue. It goes both ways. I mean, they do nothing from both sides of the aisle, or other than fight with one another. But
that was just at Charlottesville.
There you go. Interesting information. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with William Rogers talking about taxes. You know, it's August, so I guess it is time to start thinking about them for next year. So we're going to continue that conversation. How refinancing student loans can save you big bucks. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions. I see credit reports all the time. I've seen them as high as a score of 834. 850 is a perfect score. Never seen an 850, but I've seen as high as 834. Very, very affluent individual. And yes, indeed, he did have errors on his credit report, just like everybody else. I must admit, I've been looking at the credit report for many decades. I'm not going to even say how long. Many decades. And I've never, ever seen a completely accurate credit report. Never, never. When was the last time, though, you took a good, hard look at your student loans? If it's been a while, now is the time. Why? Because you could be saving a whole lot of money without even realizing it. If you're facing some pretty hefty loans, just thinking about looking at all of the details can be kind of terrifying, especially if you don't have the money to pay them off anytime soon. So it's easy to simply set your monthly payments on autopilot and never look back. While that's a good way to make sure you don't miss any payments, ignoring the big picture may be costing you more than you think. Many people don't realize that a big chunk, often the majority of their monthly payments, are probably going toward interest depending upon the interest rate and other factors. So even by paying hundreds of dollars each month, you may not even be making a dent in the total cost of your debt. And for a long time, there wasn't much any borrowers could do about it. This is one of those things I've shared with you before. President Bush really messed this system up by taking the student loan debt and removing it from the ability to be discharged in bankruptcy. That gave the schools a way of just increasing the amount so much without any check and balances. They'll give the young people a loan. They know that they're going to get their money back. They don't care. So if you have federal student loans, there are some options available that you may be able to take advantage of. There are the income-based repayment programs. I'm not going to go into all the details. There's the pay-as-you-earn program. There's loan forgiveness for public service employees that can qualify for full loan forgiveness after making 10 years of monthly payments. A lot of different options right there. How and when to refinance your student loans is a big issue. Refinancing can be a great way to reduce your payments and decrease the total cost of your debt while shrinking the time it gets to be repaid. When should you consider refinancing? Well, if you want to lower your interest rate, that might be a good time. If you have great credit, that might be a great time. Or if you have a cosigner, not good for them, but you might want to do it. You have solid income, might be the time. Who should not refinance student loans? Well, be careful when you're going from a federal loan to a private loan. That means once you refinance, you'll no longer be able to take advantage of programs available to federal student loan borrowers, such as that income-based repayment, deferment forbearance, loan forgiveness. A bunch of different issues there. If you want the full report, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Chatting this morning, William Rogers is in the house. We're talking about, he's from the Ascend Business Advisory. I'm going to have to go get some coffee right after the broadcast, William. What have we missed? I mean, I know the tax code, the tax changes have been pretty significant this last year. Probably most of us are a bit confused by them. What are some of the big points that we really need to know? Other than that, meal expense is going to hit a lot of people in the wallet.
I think that the big one is that a lot more of your self-employed clients are definitely going to have to look at the home office. And the reason why is because that's your one plausible workaround on the limitation of your property taxes. And as well as, you know, trying to get more of that mortgage interest deduction. Because when we look at this limitation on state and local income taxes, businesses aren't limited. Individuals are. So if we can get more in terms of on that home office deduction, we can still capture that deduction for our benefit.
So what are the – but that used to be that – I used to hear people all the time say, don't take the home office deduction. It's a big red flag to get audited.
Doesn't seem like Congress is too eager to fund the IRS, and it's like almost – we don't hear too much of IRS audits lately. That's – I mean – Paul Manafort can at least attest to that. He stated in court that he never got audited.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, a home office compared to foreign bank accounts. Look, a lot of people legitimately in 2018 are working from home, and we're not saying that people need to claim 100% of their home, but you know, a lot of people are legitimately have one or two bedrooms that they're dedicating for business, and at least they can get some benefit, whereas a lot of people just kind of neglect it, and like you said, they thought it was a red flag.
Well, you know, something you hear this more and more, especially in this day and age of the telecommuting. Right. I mean, I've got Zoom video conferencing on my computer. Right. I can talk to the, even though I've got some folks in an office in Aliso Viejo, I've got San Diego, our corporate headquarters is in Michigan. I don't drive there every morning. Right.
My firm utilizes a lot of staff who works remotely from home.
Right. So, and that's pretty common now.
Yeah.
More common now than it was, you know, 20 years ago because of the technology that we've got. So it seems like that's very common.
Yeah.
Is there a rule of thumb as to what I can write off?
The IRS created a few years ago what's called a simplified method. The IRS likes to create what we call allowances to make it easier for people. So like, for example, when people were driving, as opposed to keeping track of all my expenses, you'd get 54.5 cents a mile. Or when I take a trip, there's called a per diem. Now we have a simplified method for the home office. So they're actually encouraging more people to claim the deduction.
Okay. So is that simplified method? Is that scaled based on where you live?
No, it's flat nationwide. So if I'm living out, you know, in Wisconsin or, you know, Iowa, that has a significantly lower cost of living versus here in Orange County, yeah, I would be fine. But out here, we need to claim our actual expense and deductions. Because when I look at, you know, the property taxes, lots of people have Melrose on top of their property taxes. You know, you have utilities. Many people have HOAs.
Sure.
You know, insurances and all that. The home office allows you to get a portion of that, whereas before you have nothing.
Okay, so how do I do that? So I've got a house and you know in a nice area, Anaheim Hills.
I need a space that it's exclusively used, that's not mixed, meaning that my kids don't play there, I don't sleep there, that's exclusively used, like typically you know a bedroom or something that's enclosed, not a mixed use area like a dining room.
Okay.
And that, you know, is basically it's used for business.
So if I have a 3-bedroom house and I use 1 bedroom, does that mean I get to write off a third of my payments? Or is it a percentage of?
Well, you take the total square footage
of
the home and then the square footage of the room divided by a total square footage of the
home. So it gives you a percentage of what you're.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So a percent, and let's say, for example, in that case, you're 15% of the total home. It's 15% of your mortgage interest, 15% of your property taxes. But guess what? Lots of people have HOAs. They got utilities. They have insurance. They have upkeep. They have repairs and all that. And you're now pulling those in.
Okay, so you got to
just
make sure that you can document how you're coming up with it and be consistent year
correct.
After year.
But the big takeaway for us here living in California, since we're going to be limited to that $10,000, we can pull some away and have it as a business expense.
Now, how does business expenses, how is that affected by our standard deduction? Is the business expense
totally separate? It's totally separate.
So I can have $2,000 a year, hypothetically, whatever my number is. But I can just say, for example, $2,000 in business expenses, and I still get my $24,000 standard deduction being married.
Correct, because it's a separate schedule based upon whatever is the net. Say, for example, your Schedule C is a sole proprietor. That's what's flowing to your tax return, and then you're applying your standard deduction as a married couple of $24,000.
Great information, as always. So what I want you to understand here, very, very simply and very common, William's not giving you tax advice today. What we are doing is giving you guidance, educating you, and trying to open up your eyes to say, you know something, we need to talk to a tax specialist. William Rogers is the one I would recommend you chat with. Do it early. Get on his calendar before it's April 14th. That doesn't work too well. And figure out how you can save some money and make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.